was Muslim Gods with Japazest. Before that, Ryoji Ikeda, Data Microhelix. Before that, Damien Poulex with Potato Chips. Before that, Pierre Henri Saint-Ilmont. Before that, No TV with Minority Oysters. And we started that block with Food for Animals. We're going to finish out the show with a long piece by Ioannis Xenakis. This is called Bohor.
Reveille, the 24-hour plus one durational broadcast of live daybreak sounds from around the world, will embark on its 13th loop around the sun on Saturday, the 2nd of May at 5 a.m. UK time, and will conclude its loop on Sunday, the 3rd of May at 6 a.m. UK time. Reveille is co-produced locally by Soundcamp Cooperative and globally by a network of participating institutions and artists. The Reveille broadcast is hosted by Wavefarm, Accra, New York, and relayed by Resonance Extra and other partnering radio stations. For more info and to listen, please visit soundtent.org/Reveille.
That was Yannis Xenakis with Boar. Thanks for tuning in to Actively Listening. You can tune in every Sunday night at 9:38 Eastern, 6:38 Pacific, etc. on numbers.fm, or you can check out playlists and MP3s of past episodes at badtasteforlife.com. That's bad taste, numeral for life.com. This is Stalio signing off.
Yeah. Woensdagmiddag 12 uur is het tijd voor Pattenpoel Serieus, Jumetje en Ray.
PSJM.
PSJM met actualiteit, activisme,
kunst, cultuur
en kunst. En nieuws. Heet nieuws? Nee, weet ik eigenlijk niet. Is er heet...
Heet nieuws?
Ja. We maken het heet.
Vrede daalt neer over de wereld.
Vrede daalt neer over de wereld.
Dat is halve Libanon.
Is dat met Pasen toch of zo?
Civilization will end.
Nee, maar ook ik heb op een paar plekken ook weer gelezen de essentie van wat Pasen is en hoe bizar dat dat wordt gevierd ook. Het hele concept van wat daar is gebeurd. Nou ja, het is, ja, gruwelijk, ja, ligt weer achter ons. We kunnen weer een jaar...
Symbolisch staat het natuurlijk voor vernieuwing, nieuw leven. En die eieren.
Ja, maar in de Bijbels is het...
Ja.
Maar goed, dus we hadden het ook weer over.
Spectaculaire Jezusmartelingen ook. Hè? Dat is echt wereldwijd.
Ja, zodat wij mogen zondigen.
In Mexico mag je alleen met een echte spijker worden genageld als je eerst een tetanusprik haalt, schijnt.
Ja, lijkt me wel. Goed, het is waanzin ten top.
Ja. Heel van de naald is natuurlijk dat Soto Festival volgende week van start gaat.
Ja.
Op donderdag in de Roze Denker is het Noord. Eerste evenement.
Naast de Leeuwardenweg.
En er staat van alles te gebeuren. En als het goed is krijgen we zo meteen een vertegenwoordiger van Soto Festival aan de lijn. Die kan ons het een en ander vertellen. We hebben al het een en ander gehoord ook. Ze hebben een prachtige promo-track gemaakt van een uur ongeveer, geloof ik. Met allerlei voorproefjes van bands die gaan optreden. Dus dat wordt spannend. Wordt leuk. En ja, weer frisse wind in de gelederen.
Het is mooi. Ik hoorde dat Parkmark zou eigenlijk ook een locatie willen zijn.
Hier een luisteraar, die hoort slecht. En misschien kan Hans wat dichter bij de microfoon.
Oh, ben ik toch. Dat geldt voor Jitsi waarschijnlijk, dat je hem niet goed hoort. Hoor je me nu beter?
Ik ga nu naar binnen en dan ga ik even checken.
Oh.
Eén seconde.
Als ik... Ja.
Zullen we in de zon zitten hoor? Hallo?
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 Ja, daar, Radio Trottoir, weet je wel?
Radio Trottoir. Vanuit Oost.
Ja?
Ja? Is het beter?
Ja, we zitten nu in de straat van Hormuz.
Steken er al voetgangers over?
Ja? Ja?
Nou, ik niks meer.
Oké.
Okay. Echt helemaal niks. Oh.
Ben
je wat?
Ja, hoor je ons nu weer goed?
Ja, nu weer wel.
Oké. En nu?
Ja, helder.
Oké. Nou.
Ik mis alleen de echo.
Die hebben wij hier en moet je later terugluisteren.
Oh ja.
Of een radio-toestel bij jou in de buurt aanzetten.
Oh ja. Dan gaat hij piepen en zingen en zo.
Maar je was aan het vertellen, Rob Schotten. Je hebt Rob Schotten gesproken.
Ja, hij leeft. En hij neemt gewoon de telefoon aan. Oh. En hij kan altijd... hij vindt het leuk om nog eens in de uitzending te komen van PSJM. Het vindt ook een mooie naam namelijk.
Ja.
En daar hebben we Show.
Ja. Hallo Show.
Hey Show.
Hey Choco.
Ah.
Hello.
Nou, wie ben je?
Yeah, no, but we have issues. Nice. Next week, Soto Festival is going to start.
Yes.
Can you tell something about it?
It's next week from 16th of April, Saturday till Sunday, 19th April. On Saturday we're going to have a party concert at the Lozen Bunker in North. Friday 17th we're at REM North. 18th April Saturday at the Fondel Bunker, and Sunday 19th at the Film House Cafe. And this year we curated many local artists from Amsterdam due to our financial program, but also it became gives me other inspiration to gather more underground scene and underground music scene in Amsterdam and or Netherlands, let's say. And I found many nice initiative groups. Collective. I met so many nice art people, music people from the local scene as well. So yeah, it's gonna be a fun one, I think.
Okay, so it will be four nights this time.
Sunday we start a bit earlier, like from 6 o'clock. You can come there with big hangover because we're gonna have a nice seat in the cinema, and we're gonna see the trippy experimental visuals and sound and sinking into the nice chair in the cafe. And we have also karaoke, so you should come there with your hangover and sing worst.
Hey, there's a question from a listener here.
Yeah.
What is the operational definition of underground?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's not something not run by big media or social media. It's more you can feel the concept is run by people or people who are living in the around this area, neighborhood, maybe smaller scene, and just organized by friends of friends or friend of friends of friends or something like that. Yeah,
something like anti-power.
Yeah, smaller scale. Yeah, if you say the entertainment world, entertainment.
That's underground. What are you now?
Yeah, it's more like, for example, if you just want to see the something underground, just go to the one of the Squad or RDM Nord or Frankreich, Oki, a local smaller venue, and see the concert there. And probably you will see some band that you never heard before, or you don't see them on Instagram or this big social media or poster of a big company.
It's anti-social media, yeah.
Yeah. More, it's more like we try to communicate in the beer. Recently, I found really nice gene called Hidden Agenda. That they put all live concert music things going on in Amsterdam in one zine, and they publish it every month. And
so they will.
They in the zine, like schedule.
Hey, your washing machine.
Yeah, my computer making feedback. as a their nature. Okay, I'm gonna put a little bit lower the volume, but something like, yeah, you don't need to check the that kind of social media, but you can hear it, or by just going there you can find a scene, and that's something that's, yeah, commercial world or business entertainment world. Yes.
There's another listener who asks, in a political sense, can you be underground if you are not subversive?
Subversive.
Subversive, you know, like undermining the system.
Yeah, or like you mean like you are subversive. You mean the not mainstream, or like the more hidden? Or sorry, I didn't understand.
I think underground is more about being independent. It doesn't really mean you have to actively undermine the system in any way.
But the resistance, listening to yourself, the family, what I'm dealing with is art and music, so you should have a fun with it, and then you kind of actively you can also bring a political issue, or you can talk about it in a social venue, like in a way, but it's more like how are we gonna have a fun, and how are we gonna make a system to socialize, and how we host the space together to have a fun, and
then effectively you are part of the global revolutionary movement.
Oh really? I didn't know that. I'm doing it on a small scale only, so.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You know, you can be something without knowing it. That's also underground.
Yeah, maybe.
That's subconscious, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I just do something that what I think good for the people, good for me, and also the healthy for the community. I like healthy communication between the people. I don't want to be a toxic relationship with others, somebody depending on me, or I need to be depending on someone. Everybody should be able to stand on their feet and giving their value to the society, or like gather it and we can have a fun with it. My most ultimate point is to have a fun together.
As long as it's not toxic, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's not toxic, like if someone get bullied or attacked, that's really not okay. But I'm challenging to create a place, social place, that these things doesn't happen, or at least we can communicate, or we can try to avoid it. Try to make it something that everybody have a space and put their will in it, hope in it, and have a fun.
And what do you do yourself?
I'm a sound artist. I'm actually also a music teacher. I teach piano and music theory. So I'm also doing experimental music. Playing a noise, let's say.
Okay. Hey, maybe you can do an experiment right now. Can you produce something on air?
What?
You just did it.
Yeah,
I see the plants. Yeah, it's a dancing plant. Yeah, nice. Dancing.
You hear the sound of plants.
good vibe. Yeah, that's really underground. Yeah. Nice. And do you also use a lot of wheels in your productions?
The bike wheels, you mean?
Any kind of wheels.
Yeah, I like bike wheels. Yeah, or metal. I'm metal junkie. And cable junkie.
Okay.
The bicycle wheels are really nice central properties for making sound.
Maybe I should try a car tire also. Car wheels.
right now we can also altogether go to one bicycle and produce some sounds together.
Yes.
I take my stick, my walking stick.
Yeah.
Go to my bike.
Yeah.
Look, there's incense. You have a bike there?
Yeah, I have a bike.
Can you go to the bike? Yeah, bring the microphone to the bike and then can you go to the bike, please?
I could
my bike back to the studio.
Yeah, right now, from what is it? Right radio.
Okay. But I just have a wheels. If you want to have a wheels,
That's the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's
my wheels. I don't know if you hear the good sounds. Okay, I'm gonna put some mic in it. If you can wait 5 minutes, I can make it hearable.
Zal ik hem nu uit beeld? Ja. Zoek daar waarschijnlijk een microfoon.
Verbinding voor de.
Wat voor het wil.
Jo, is ook een beetje.
There's a big fat garbage man outside. It's a bit noisy, sorry.
Noisy?
I don't hear anything of the garbage man.
Nee, we horen geen noise.
Ik ben binnen.
Waar is je fiets dan? Want Choco is nu een opstelling aan het maken voor een fietswiel.
Oké, dat is goed. Ja, ik was al bij mijn fietswiel. Heb je niet gehoord?
Nee, ik hoor je niet.
Hallo. Nou, moet ik doen straks nog een keertje. Maar de vuilniswagen was net voor de deur, dus het maakte veel afleidende geluiden.
Ja.
Doe straks nog een keer.
Heel ground.
Ja, we zitten hier met echo, we hebben het zelf mogen begrijpen.
Heerlijk.
Dus dat is wat ze niet kijken op elkaar.
Ja, dat is het. Geluidseffecten in deze studio zijn echt subliem. Gelukkig hebben onze gasten helemaal nergens last van.
Oké, I'm ready.
Yes.
So, if you wanna see the view.
Oh, wow.
And you can play like.
Thank you. Wow, thank you. Really amazing. Beautiful sound.
Yeah, I'm practicing this every day, so I'm grown up.
Will you perform on the social festival this year?
No. But I'm performing on the 13th of April at, I don't know where the venue is, but someone going to film what I'm going to play.
Okay.
And also going to make an interview about Sotu.
Okay.
Yeah, 24th of April, I'm playing in Utrecht. I also don't know where and when and what time, but I'm booked.
So what about this 13th? Can you say more about this?
Sorry?
You said on the 13th you'll be playing and doing some interview.
Yeah, 13th, in somewhere in Amsterdam, I think. They also... organization called Jam with Human.